starts to rain, it begins to pour. Without an umbrella, we're soaked to the skin.
Okay. Clear that throat. Sunday, November 2nd, 2025. 5:28 a.m. So we've just gone through end of daylight saving time. So that's why I'm getting ready to go for the walk. Yesterday was 6:30-ish that I went for my walk. Today is going to be 5:30-ish or later. I'm not even changed yet, so let me get going here and listen to some rain song.
There with the beat of the rain on the leaves, softly she breathes and I close my eyes, sharing our love under stormy skies. Ooh, I hear laughter in the rain, walking hand in hand with the one I love.
Okay. 12:03 p.m. Sunday, of course. So I got out here and I've been dealing with some stuff. Ate breakfast. First of all, we went to church today and we went to the earlier Mass. And we rarely do that, but we did it today because the Mass we usually go to at 10:30 is the Mass where a lot of the school children have their participation in the mass, and we don't really care for that because we don't want to hear a bunch of kids do their readings and mess stuff up or whatever. So we tried to avoid that by going to the earlier Mass, and they had a little ceremony where the new inductees to the church were introduced into the program today, and that added another half hour to the Mass, so we were at church for an hour and a half. And so we got home. It was about 9:45. After the daylight savings time change today. So just been kind of a weird day. We ate breakfast, and I made breakfast. We ate breakfast. And I just got out here just now after, hold on, after, what was I saying? Oops. After, anyway, let me start painting. See ya. So today I've been just redrawing a lot of stuff that I've been ignoring, you know, like crooked table legs and crooked this and crooked that, and not define edges and what have you. So I went through and did a bunch of that little stuff. And it all adds up together as part of the puzzle. You know, you could look at a painting and everything's looking good except for there's one little thing that you just don't know what it is. And then you realize, oh yeah, I didn't define a whole set of lines in a certain area. And once you do that, it's like the whole painting just comes together. You know, it's because I used to paint where I wouldn't go up to the edge, because I said, let me deal with that later, or just kind of like fuzz around with that edge and the other edge, and just kind of like, okay, I'm kind of dealing with it, but I'm really not dealing with it. But that's not the case today. Today was just that, these were the original things, and let me try redrawing it again. This time I said, okay, let's get real. Let's do this for sure. But I ended up leaving a lot of other notes for myself on the surface, things that had to be dealt with. So actually, what did I do today? Did I do that today? I think I did do that today, huh? Yeah, I think I worked on that wooden piece of furniture next to the stove, and between the stove and the refrigerator. Worked on the front doors of that on the bottom. Worked on the edge of the band around the edge of the table. The legs of the table. The music stand, and that's it. No. I also worked on the lit part of the bedroom, upper left-hand corner, the lit part of the wall. So that's the lighter part of the wall where it divides the window. So I made that. I made that kind of a creamy color, grayish creamy color. I'm going to have to do the same with the rest of it. Right now, the walls are like bluish white, and I don't really want that. I want something different. So I'm going to go with that cream whitish color or whatever that is. I don't know. And just go for it, you know. So that means that the walls are going to be painted, and the cabinetry at the back of the painting, where the sink is and what have you, that has to be painted also. Still haven't dealt with the curtains. Ay, ay, ay. My hand's cramping up too. A couple of weeks ago, I kind of like injured my wrist, and I've been... I didn't take care of it. I just kind of like, let me just power through this. But you can't do that at 72 anymore. You can't power through injuries. You gotta baby those things, because it just aggravates it and just gets worse and worse. So I've been wearing this Velcro wrap that you can buy at the pharmacy, and for your wrist. Your thumb goes through it, and it kind of like keeps your wrist from bending too much. See, I even just bent it within that thing, and it bent to the point where that kind of hurt. So, yeah, and I still have all this yard work to do. So I have one for yard work and one for wearing around. Like when I went to Mass today, I had a clean one. So it's getting late. Let me call it quits, clean stuff up. And maybe I'll start again tomorrow morning. Oh, yeah, I also worked on the parakeet cage, the front yellow part of the parakeet cage. I kind of brightened that up. And somebody's blowing out there. I think that's my neighbor that likes to blow twice a day. But he hasn't been living there. He's been living with his parents. He's kind of like, comes every now and every day, and especially during the fall, he'll blow all the leaves off and stuff after he gets other things done. He's a real hard worker. Let's see. Yeah, anyway, Let me call it quits for now. This will be a kind of a short. Oops, what happened there? Oh, there we go. It's kind of a short posting. Didn't talk too much today, I guess. Just what I did. So let me leave it at that.